end of the road, and it's not the one that you would have chosen. When you're at the end of your rope and you're holding on, but feel like you're falling. With every option exhausted, you tried everything you know. You saw light, then you lost it.
Morning. I am so happy this morning. I'm happy this morning. And devil, I got a message for you. Lucifer, Satan, I got a message for you this morning.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Brothers and sisters, for 20 plus years, I'm not exactly how many, because in the beginning, I believed like everybody else. I could only believe what Jesus had done for me, and I tried to believe what I saw the preachers doing and saying. Yet, in my heart, I knew that it was more, and I knew that God was more, and I would go in these churches, and I would leave feeling empty. I would leave feeling like, I know there's more than this. I know, because I remember. And I could never forget how I felt when all them demons came out of me. Remember, I told you I had legion. I know I did. Because I levitated when I got delivered. I levitated 3 feet up in the air and came down gently. And that's when they threw that sheet over me and started casting them demons out. And then they couldn't give me a good enough explanation to satisfy the experience of being set free by the power of God. Nobody could do that. That's all I was really seeking all my life. I just wanted to know what happened to me, and I just wanted to know how I could have been walking around with all them demons and didn't know it. And it has been a lifelong endeavor of mine. And that's how I went from deliverance. The route was like this. Deliverance to exorcism to inner healing to physical healing and restoration. And so here I am. 2022. And I had an experience yesterday. You see, mine comes through deliverance, and it always comes through me helping somebody else or having a desire to help somebody else. Satan, it's over.
Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
And I came into the knowledge that I was called to minister to people that needed to be set free within their souls. And I was also called to minister to people Remember when I asked God what was my calling, he told me a washerwoman. I said, okay. That was up under Dr. Miles Monroe, 1985, I think it was 85. And I said, you know, all these great things in the kingdom of God, and I'm just a washerwoman. Okay. That's fine with me, as long as I'm doing something relevant. Because I talked to God and I said, I don't want to be like these people who just come and sit in the pew, and I don't want to be like these people who say they doing this for you and say they doing that for you, but ain't no fruit. Ain't nobody else seeing it but them. So I'm just wondering if that's the truth or a lie. And so in trying to be obedient to God, I wound up here in Dalton, Georgia, on this mountain in this church, which was a dream come true. But I'm still watching these people, and they're not being fully delivered. See, there are certain people, I call them up, and when I minister on this tail line, I ask them, they're like a gauge for me. I say, did you understand? What did you get from whatever I was saying? How did it rest with you? Or what did you get out of it? Now, a couple of them knew, because I told them, I'm seeking something, and I don't have the answer. Oh, boy, I forgot to print it out. I forgot to print out. Hold 1 minute. Just hold 1 second. I got to print this out.
Can't touch this.
See, I knew with what happened to me with God early this morning that I knew today was going to be a problem day, because I want you to think about this. Well, let me try to print this thing out. See, now the computer done. I knew it. Oh, you know what? It was some other stuff God gave me yesterday about the optic nerve. And I forgot to, this is up here too, about the optic nerve and a weakened immune system. So let me save this. And now let me try to print this out. How many of y'all know God is good? He's very good.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
So, okay, I'm printing it out, so because God knows I won't remember. But the key thing is, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, they're all ministering to me about exorcisms, and all the teachings that I have, and all the information I have, and about this wonderful man who's going to be with the Lord, who, well, it was three altogether, and they've all gone home to be with the Lord, but they're the ones that taught me, with the help of the Holy Spirit, about exorcism and me being called to be an exorcist. Now, these people stood in that office and period. One was a former Jesuit priest. He was a point man in the army, and he got out the army in Vietnam, and he got out the army and he must have at least 30 degrees. He's a scholar. And then one was a direct descendant. His great-great-great-grandfather was trained by William J. Seymour. So that's how I got my Pentecostal heritage. But the key was that God had put in me was, why is it, this was the question that I always had in front of God, why is it that some of these people can be delivered and others get delivered, and they finally do get delivered? And it's the same thing with healing. Why is that way? Why is it? And I mean, I just kept hounding God about it. And you see, the last episode, you see, when God puts somebody in your life for you to learn from them, you got to learn from them whether it's good. And if it appears to be bad, you got to have so much faith and confidence in God that you know it's going to turn out to be good. And you just have to wait. But while you're waiting, you have to work. You have to work. And so that's what I've been doing. That's why I tell you that you just sharing this walk with me, and I'm just sharing this walk with you, because it ain't about you and it ain't about me. It's about the will of God being enacted in the life of a believer. And so then I'm questioning God. I'm saying, well, like, these people are confessing belief. Why isn't it working for them? That's what I wanted to know. You see, one thing about the Holy Spirit, when God poses a question to you, he's going to answer it. But you might have to go through, and you will, in some instances, you will have to fight your way out of hell. Not Gehenna hell. Sheol hell. Hell on earth. Because the Bible says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. righteousness, right standing with God, peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, but it's the peace of God that dwells in your heart, okay? Joy unspeakable and full of grace. So I'm saying to God, well, why don't they have it? They, meaning the believers, me too. But I can't say I didn't have joy because I do. And I can't say I'm not experiencing what comes, the benefits of being in right standing with God. I can't say any of that because I am. Watch out, devil. You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Listen, yesterday, see, I had to shut everything down. I had to stop because the questions were perplexing me so much. And so I shut everything down because I knew that what I needed, my answer was only going to come from God. And I knew when he sent those angels, see, I've never seen anything like that before. And I saw that angel breakthrough this morning. Well, it must have been about 1 or 2 this morning. And the angel never said a word. And I just looked. It never said a word. So I went back to sleep. But I went back to sleep with something on my heart. You see, I had the opportunity yesterday to minister to only one person. Now, I minister when I talk. Anyway. So if I have a conversation with you over the phone or anything, trust me, I'm ministering. But I mean to actually say, okay, I want to talk to this person to see what the need is in prayer, and then I want to take it to God. So I was taking not just that person's need, but you see, that was the person that God was going to use for the wake up. And so in the course of talking with this person, happened to be a young man. He happened to be a single young man, but he happened to be a young man that is ready for a wife. But you see, God had to work on his heart too. And so as I'm talking to this young man, and you know, I'm not even allowing anybody to come here because that's the kind of heavy, heavy conviction that I'm under right now. And I don't want nobody else. I didn't want anybody else's spirit commingling with mine while I work this out. And so out the clear blue sky, or clear black night, whatever you want to call it, the Holy Ghost said, Erica, a person is held captive by the fact that they know no other way to think. Can you write that in the chat room a couple times? A person is held captive by the fact that they know no other way to think. I said, okay. Then the Holy Spirit said, Erica, give me a physical description of a demon that's in the Bible. I said, what? Say, give me a physical description of a demon that's in the Bible. Write that down. Give me a physical description of a demon that's in the Bible. Can you do that? Can you do that out of 66 books in the Bible? I just sat there dumbfounded. He said, that young man that you ministered to told you that they knew I had a plan for their life. They knew that they were born for more than what they're experiencing right now. He said, that was the truth. But I knew that was the truth because I said, I had repeated that to the person's mother. And I knew that was the truth. I knew I was hearing the truth. The Holy Spirit said, you can't give me a physical description of a demon that is found in the Bible anywhere. Nowhere. He said there's a characteristic. There are many, many characteristics of demons in the Bible, but there's no physical description of a demon in the Bible. I said, okay. The Holy Spirit said, a person is held captive by the fact that they know no other way to think. He said, can you find a physical description of a demon in the Bible? Can you find one? Just one. Can you find one that says a demon has blue eyes or brown eyes or black hair or red hair, blonde hair? I said, no. No. He said, a person is held captive by the fact that they know no other way to think. And I think I stopped here because I was going to put Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. So can somebody in the chat room, maybe two or three people, post Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2? Holy Spirit say 1, 2, and 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3. I'm waiting.
Y'all ready to go to church? Come on, put them hands together. Come on, let's go to church. Y'all don't want to go
Thank you.
So then, the Holy Spirit said, remember when God told you in this instance that he was going to cure you? I said, yeah, I do. He said, well, you received it. You received it, except that you didn't even know exactly what it was. I said, I did not have no idea. No idea. You said, this is the second time you done posted this. I need Erica's PayPal, please. Go to tedline.com. Go to tedline.com. And you can donate on that page right there. It'll say PayPal, whatever. And that'll work. So the Holy Spirit said two things. I know it might sound like I'm rambling, but I'm going somewhere. And if you can't follow me, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That's because there's a bunch of something that you don't have yet. Because basically I talk to you in scripture. If you research my words, you can find the scripture backing them up. So this young man, I'm listening to him, but, and I do this with everybody. I'm listening to you, but I'm listening to the Holy Spirit at the same time. That young man didn't know that as I talked to him to help him, that God used his willingness and obedience to open up a whole other realm. Because this young man had said to his parents that one day he would talk to me when the time was right. See, I respect that. I respect that. But he thought it was his time, but it was really God's time. So, no, I didn't pray with him. I made an appointment for him to come here. Because what's in him has to, I've got to minister to him spirit to spirit. That's the purpose. That's the purpose. When the Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly, that's because spirit transference that takes place. Spirit to spirit. You hear me? Whoever that was, I suggest you do what everybody else does. Because I'm just saying, the Bible says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Thank you, Jessica. You see, God don't need a man or a woman. You have access to him yourself. And I don't even think that was your real last name. It might have been. It might be Greek or something. I don't know. But I just if you pop up in the chat room, I'm going to delete it again. As a matter of fact, thank you for popping up. I think what I'm going to do, I believe that was the Lord that had you pop up. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to share this with you, but I'm not going to share it openly with the public. It's a new day. God taught me two things. I share this with you, though. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to one of the people that I call up to ask what did they get or did they get anything. I said, I hope you didn't miss this. God manifested himself. See, that's how he works with me. I met him through his character every time he revealed it to me. Last week, God revealed himself to us as the restorer of the breach. How many of you caught that? God dropped an anointing right here on us. For the power of the restoring of the breach. Jesus manifested himself on this land, yes, last week, as the restorer of the breach. Did you get it? You should have. It happened. God introduced himself to us in a new level, in a new realm, flowing as the restorer of the breach. You should have got that. And he reminded me that he had done that yesterday. I knew there was more. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to table this. I'm going to table this. Thank you, Travi. It starts at 53 minutes, May 23rd. You got it. You got it. It's God revealed himself. Only those who got it can receive it. That's what I'm talking about. And God has been training you and building you. So when that anointing was dropped last week, some of you got it. It only comes through ministering to people. It only comes when you exercise your faith to God. I told you, when you're self-sufficient, you're not going to get it. When you think you are encompassed and it's all about you, you're not going to get it. You might have a gift, but you know what? The gift can work without the anointing. Did you hear what I said? A gift can work without the anointing because the anointing is the very presence of God. So God was here. God was present, and he dropped the anointing of the restorer of the breach. You know what? I'm not going a minute further. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to try to put this together, but understand this. I know the difference. I finally know because it's always been in my heart to get people totally free from the captivity to sin, Satan, devils, and demons. Get ready. Get ready. I'm going to give you and provide for you, those of you that are in this ministry, a special meeting. It will not be over this line. But it will be over the internet. because God has a plan, and he's implementing it now. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. No matter how long you have to wait for God to give it to you, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart, and at the right time, the chronos time of God, you will get it. You will get it. You will get it. I'm telling you, I got it for real. Don't get mad with me, and don't get jealous, and don't get envious, because you see, what you need, God got it. Same way he gave it to me, ask him. If it's for you to have it, you will. You will, but guess what? I bind the thief for the rest of my life. No more. Somebody, I bind and rebuke. Who is this? 3413. Who is it? Who is this? 3413. Yes, who is it?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
This is Alan.
This is who?
This is my Alan Fleschel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling for my lungs. My wife told me about your show, and I'm calling because I've been coughing for quite a while, just like a nonstop cough, and I've been having trouble sleeping, and I've been getting.
I'm sorry. You got my attention. Do you know Jesus?
Yes.
How? Tell me how you met him.
Originally, I met him in 1979. With my friends, you know, just hanging around. I went to a Baptist church, and after, I guess, a few years, I realized that everything is really lukewarm there. And so I guess around 2000, maybe after that, I realized that sin does matter and that we really shouldn't be sinning. I guess up until that point, it was just like I didn't think it mattered, even though, you know, just one sin drove Jesus to the cross. But then after that, and so up until about maybe 2015, that's when I started realizing that living without sin was the only way. Was the only way you're gonna
slow down?
Okay.
Slow down. You got me. God had me click this button because obviously God is concerned about you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say your problem is your lungs. I hear it.
Well,
I hear
it. A cough.
I had that too. Or something like that, anyway. Look, if you could ask Jesus for one thing, forget about your lungs right now. Forget about everything but Jesus, okay? If you could ask Jesus for one thing, what would you ask him for right now? If your whole eternity depended on right now, what would you ask Jesus? Tell me that, sir.
If you're talking about a need, like a need, or
no, I'm talking about
if it would be an I would like to retire. I would like to retire and spend the rest of my time with my family here on Earth. But in the long run, I don't know whatever he would want to give me. The only thing I want on Earth is to be able to retire and spend it with my family.
Doing what?
Serving him. Just whatever he wants. Me and my wife, we pray and have and deliver people. So we're actually, doing deliverance.
Are people getting permanent? Let me ask you a question. Your deliverance, are people getting permanently, completely free?
Yes, and that's the frustrating thing, that I can't get a hold of this thing. It's like we can pray for other people and set them free, but I've had this cough for 20 years.
Okay, that's it I'm hearing right now?
It's just like a wheeze in my chest. Well, it got really bad these last 2 or 3 weeks. And it's like, how can we pray for others and set them free and not, in a time she's like, I can't do it right now. We can't do it today. It's just draining on her.
Okay. It's draining on your wife too?
Well, yeah, it's draining on her because she can't, if I'm the one that's sitting there coughing, I'm having trouble sleep at night. I didn't sleep really good last night. And so she's like, okay, we'll try to see, what the Lord says.
And it's just taking
a lot out of her.
Where's your wife right now?
She's upstairs with the kids.
Can you go get your wife? Has she picked up a phone there?
Well, this is a cell phone. Hold on. Can you hold on 1 second? I didn't know. Yeah, 1 second. I'll go get her.
God knew.
Oh, that's true. Have you talked to her before, my wife? Or
I don't even know who you are. I don't have a clue who you are.
Oh, okay.
I bow and rebuke that though, but I know what your problem is.
Okay.
And I know what her problem is. I know what your ministry problem is.
Okay. Oh, 1 second, I'm fine now. She wants to talk to you. Yeah, here.
Hello,
this is Erica Shepherd. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, in Jesus' name. I know what your problem is.
What?
You've been targeted by the messenger of Satan to stop your ministry. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're my family is Satanist, but I don't talk to them anymore.
Your family is Satanist?
Yeah. I'm a victim of satanic ritual abuse, and I haven't had much contact with my family for 5 years. I've gotten a lot of healing from it, and I'm, 100% pulled out to Jesus.
Mm-hmm,
but, yeah, that's absolutely right.
Okay. Let me tell you I'm gonna help you this morning, okay?
Oh, praise God! Thank you.
We're gonna break that thing so that your work can continue, and God is going to increase the anointing because you have not had a power increase in a long time. Am I right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Praise
okay.
God. Thank you. So
can your husband hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to renounce the messenger of Satan. And then when you get off the line, you go read Galatians, where Paul said there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me, okay?
Wow, yes, okay, absolutely.
The messenger of Satan is sent to destroy. He cannot destroy the anointing. He cannot destroy the power. But what the messenger of Satan does, he continuously buffets you with hindering spirits, stumbling blocks.
Yeah.
You know where I'm coming
yeah.
from? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I want the both of you to renounce the messenger of Satan. Say, in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
You know how to do it.
Messenger of Satan.
Yes, we renounce the messenger of Satan for me and my family. We cut all ties in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Amen. I agree.
And I command you to be bound.
And I command you to be bound.
Command you to be bound.
To the pit.
To the pit.
To the pit.
Until the day of judgment.
Until the day of judgment. Oh, thank you, Lord.
By our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
By our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
All supporting spirits. To the messenger of Satan. I bind you as well. All airway spirits. Under the operation of the messenger of Satan. And all doubt and unbelief. I bind all of you. Do you have a paper towel or something handy? You got some
yeah,
paper?
Yeah, right here. I have a Kleenex.
Okay. I'm going to cast it out. Cough in that paper towel. I command in the name of Jesus, the contract be broken right now. I break
Amen.
The power of the witchcraft contract that transferred when we became one. Say it. Go.
We break the
Just cough it out. Go. Cough
okay.
it out. Get out. Destroyer. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Every hindrance. Go. Get out the man's chest. Loose him and let him go. Lose him and let him go. Separate, you witch. Separate. Go right now. Go right now. Get out. Get out, you resting on the shoulders. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. Get out. What's happening?
Ooh, ooh.
Go. Get out.
Ooh.
Go right now. Right now. Go. Loose your stronghold. Go. I break the power of the witch and the witches and the shamanistic power being used to hinder this ministry. Go. Get out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Get out. Go. Go! Come out of his lungs. Come out of his respiratory system. Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out. Loose him. And let him go. I command the power of darkness. Be bound. Go! Office ministry. Get out. Loose their head. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Why can't I hear you coughing? It's got
okay.
to come out of your soul.
Okay.
There's
Lord,
an attachment. Wife. I'm talking to the wife. Lay your hands on your husband's chest. Do you have some anointing oil?
Yes, I do. I
get that oil.
Candy. Okay.
Pour it on his skin. Over his chest.
Okay. I'm doing that right as we speak.
And lay your hand on top of it when you do it.
Okay.
Father God, by the anointing that abides on this woman, let your power go through and separate her husband from this assignment of the enemy, Lord God, to hinder him with eventual death. I break and disannul and destroy the covenant with death that was made upon him and upon her in the name of Jesus. Go! I command every hidden, embedded, imprint. Go! Get out! Get out! Get out! Go! Now, take that oil and rub it down his legs to his feet, and then rub your feet in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those that carry the gospel. Come on out, all the way out. Get out of them. We destroy your power. You got the feet done?
Yes, we did.
Both of them? Okay. In the name of Jesus, I don't want you to cough. Just breathe it out, okay? In the name of Jesus, loose their feet. Loose their ministry. Loose them in the name of Jesus right now. Go! Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Just breathe it out. I bind every malicious spirit. Go! In the name of Jesus. Right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, it's one more thing. It's in your neck area. Your neck.
Okay.
Anoint the back of your head around the neck. Both of you anoint your husband. You anoint your husband and then do yourself.
Okay.
Tell me when you finish.
Put it on our neck.
All the way around your neck. From the brain stem all the way around.
Okay. I'm going to have to get more because I ran out. Emptied that bottle.
good.
Yeah.
It is the anointing. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage.
Yeah. Amen.
Go!
Okay, now, so I got some more.
The neck, both of your neck.
Okay.
Now, you know what kind of spirit I'm coming after now? I'm coming after Python, the constrictor, the constricting spirit.
Good.
Okay, renounce Python in the name of Jesus.
I renounce Python in the name of Jesus.
Python in the name of Jesus.
And we break every connection with him.
Yeah.
Great. Python, voodoo, go! Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Go! Hindu voodoo, go! We break the power of that jinn. Go, jinn. Go, jinn. Go!
Oh.
This curse was placed to stop you, sir, from coming into ministry. It knew it couldn't stop you, but it knew it could hinder you with discomfort, so you couldn't be at ease. Now, lift your hands up to the Holy Spirit. Father God, fill them. Give them more power and bring them back into ease. Bring them into ease and fill them. Fill them. Fill them. Fill more of the Holy Ghost. Fill. Fill, God. And drive out every hidden work against them. Every hidden work of darkness that's been working against them and their ministry. Go to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Go right now. Go out of that body. Sir, you are supposed to have many, many sons in the gospel. Now they can come. They can come.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister?
Yes.
All you knew has been converted into power over sin and disobedience. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you.
The Holy Ghost is here, ready to fill our souls. Are you ready for the filling? Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the healing? Ay, my God, my God, my God. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
beg you heal me.
Heal me.
Holy Ghost, I beg you heal me.
Heal me.
Cleanse me. Holy Ghost, cleanse me.
Jesus.